Hello, this is Magdalena Portman with Alexander Technique exercise number 21 about rushing. Last week I talked about being out of sorts, and the week before I talked about the sense of urgency. This week's exercise, rushing, is very, very closely related to the other two. Rushing can become a habit, a chronic habit, so that in the end you don't even notice it anymore. So how would you know when you are rushing, if it has become habitual? How would it manifest itself? And why do you rush? Maybe this is the question we need to answer first. Why do we rush? Because we have to get so many things done. We have so much to do, and we don't have enough time to do these things. Too little time, in fact. So we are constantly late. It's a matter of not having enough time to do all the things we need to do, and that's when you know you're in danger of rushing. When you hear yourself say that you have never enough time to do the things you have to do. So, what do we do when we are rushing? What's happening? We work fast, and we walk quickly. We go fast, whether it is on foot, or on the bike, or on the buggy, or in the wheelchair, and we try and think quickly and get all muddled. We get impatient and we get cross with ourselves. What else is going on? We feel rushed, as if someone were behind us urging us on with a whip. And we feel anxious because we worry about how we can go any faster and how we can get the things done that we think we have to do. We feel desperate and unhappy. And what else? What else is going on? We might be out of breath, and then we get so worked up that we interfere with all our functions. We feel tired, we feel worn out, we feel clumsy maybe, tense. We don't even eat properly because we haven't got the time, and we get irritated if anyone is in our way or is holding us up. And then we get aches and pains in the shoulders, in our backs. We can't think straight. When you notice these things, when you notice all of these things are going on, then you know that you are rushing. But how can you stop the rushing? What about stopping it? You might say, well, I can't stop it. I have to rush. Otherwise, I won't get anything done in time. Okay. But does it help you to become tense? Does it help to interfere with your breathing? Does the anxiety help? And do you end up rushing all the time, even when you don't have to? Even when you sit down to relax, are your legs still rushing? Are your shoulders still rushing? Are you still not breathing properly? Do you still feel chased? That would mean that the feelings and that tension, they have become chronic. This is not good for you. This chronic habit of being rushed and of rushing and the muscular tension that goes with it interferes in the end with everything you do, even with leisure activities. It will affect your performance, the quality of your work and your thinking. And in the end, it actually stops you from achieving even half of the things you had planned. It's actually a vicious cycle. And to come out of that cycle, you really have to start practicing not rushing. It's quite difficult if it doesn't come second nature. You might want to look at some of the previous exercises on becoming still, on time, and the one on waiting. All of these will help you to practice not rushing.